Good morning. Wow, that was good. Everyone went quiet all of a sudden. Would like to welcome everyone to this morning's study session for May City Council for Thursday, February 6th, 2014. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Summers, who's out of town and won't be calling in. The first item on the agenda is to review the agenda for next Monday evening's regular council meeting. So we'll go to page 2, items 2 through 3D. Yeah. Councilman Kavanaugh.
I think I have questions on 3C, 3D, 3E. These are events that look like it's boxing, kickboxing, martial arts. One, I'm not sure quite the nature of it, whether this is sanctioned or unsanctioned athletic events, but I think more importantly, I'd like to hear from the police department about the whether they believe the security as proposed here is adequate or whether they're working with the applicant to make sure that we have adequate security. So, double questions.
Good morning, Mayor, Council. The district coordinator for the Fiesta division has been working with the promoter for this event to try to work out some of the security concerns. We just found out yesterday that this is going to be a mixed martial arts event that was going to hold potentially more than 1,000 people. And the problems we've experienced in the past is that some people in the audience, I think since they see it on TV, think that they're mixed martial artists also, and so they want to try out their skill in the parking lot with the off-duty officers and the T-shirt security and whatnot. So the two T-shirt security along with the two uniformed police officers, in our opinion, is inadequate. So I've asked that the district coordinator for the Fiesta division talk to the promoter, and it sounds like he was in contact with them yesterday. He is being cooperative, so I think at this point I'd recommend that we keep it on here, and if we continue to have issues, then I'll bring it to your attention on Monday.
Okay.
Sounds good, yeah.
So if the question is, should we move forward, you're saying, si, se puede, right?
Sí.
No se puede. No se puede. Okay. So does it matter whether we do all three or do one or the two, or do you want to just wait till Monday and see what the report is back?
Yeah, wait till Monday.
Wait till Monday. Okay. Thank you. Items 3F through 3J. Councilmember Richens.
Okay. 3H, the Strickle store, you know, looking at their pretty regular history of a high number of calls for service at that location, I'd like to take 3H off the consent agenda for, you know, they're asking for an increase from a beer and wine license to a liquor license, and given their history, I just can't support that, and so Circle K needs to get the message that we have a convenience store ordinance in place and they need to cooperate with it. And I can't reward them with additional privileges if they're not going to work within our ordinance. They've been trying to skirt it ever since it passed. So Circle K, if you're in the audience or if you're watching on TV, you need to get with the program and probably come see us. So for Monday, just pull it off consent. I'd love to remove it altogether, but...
Okay, item 3H off the consent agenda. Okay. Items 3K through 4A. Items 4B through 4D. Vice Mayor?
If I can remove item 4F, please, off the consent, please.
Okay, that's next page. We'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. My eyes are...
It's all right. Anything on that page? Item 4E through 4G, remove item 4F from consent. Councilman Richens?
I have an additional comment on 4F. Is the council report, I know we've covered it in study session, but the council report is really lacking in detail. And if we're going to pass this, the public needs to have a lot more information available to them before we take it to consideration.
Okay, so you want them to come back on Monday and fill in the gaps? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, there needs to be a lot more detail of what we post in Legistar. I mean, it was pretty thin, and because we revised the program. And that's why we're looking at supporting it again, is because of the changes that were made. And I think we need to have that in the agenda so the public can understand the shifts that were made and why we're going about it that way.
Councilmember Richens, I agree with you. We have a memo that we'll provide to you this morning. We will attach it to the agenda item. And if you would like, you can also see, we can get you a copy of the contract.
Yeah,
we have a memo right now.
Yeah, posted as well, I think.
The contract on this one, you want posted as well?
I it's probably not normal customary, but it's just, this is one I think we need the public to understand why we're going about the way we're going about it very clearly.
I guess one thing I would want, I'm not sure it's completely done yet, the contract. The major terms have been negotiated and are in the works, but I'm not sure the actual contract is in final form yet. But we can certainly post what we, you know, what we have.
Yeah, we may need to delay it a couple of weeks then.
Yeah,
until we have the ink dry at least.
I'll talk to the city manager's office and decide how we want to move forward.
Okay. And I don't know if that addresses your questions.
And that was last night at 8 o'clock. I was calling saying the same exact things. And so our wonderful staff was able to provide just this overview. But I would like to see the contract, too. And I know that I feel assured that they're going along the lines of what the council direction was. I just wanted to see it and understand it.
So. Yeah, I think it's just in everyone's best interest. We went through a pretty extensive discussion, and I think we spelled out. Well, I thought we had spelled out pretty clearly. I know there were some follow-up questions to me as to, you know, school zones and exactly what we wanted to do there. So I think it's in everyone's best interest to at least outline it, spell it out. I get it if every T and every I isn't finished in the contract, but I'd at least like to have an outline as to exactly those terms and make sure that it comports with what we discussed.
And we can do that, Mayor.
That's in everyone's best interest. It's in ours and ATS is in everyone. Okay. So we'll look forward to that today or before Monday so it can be posted. Just not a memo for Monday. We'd like to make sure it's in the posting so that the public can look at it also.
You will make sure the contract and this memo is posted with that so everyone can take a look at it. And I can assure you we at least multiple staff people and ATS reviewed the video of that meeting to make sure that what we talked about then in that hour-long session is exemplified in what we're doing here today.
Okay. Great. Thank you. 4-H through 4-J. How come we don't have these kind of discussions for highway striper systems? I've never figured that out. Stripers. Yeah, you know, the machines that paint. Okay. Gotcha. It was one of the items. Items 4-K and 4-L. Items 4-M through 5-A. Items 6A through 8A. And item 8B. Okay. Information pertaining to the current job order contracting projects. Are there any questions from the council to staff on that? All right. Item 3, acknowledge receipt of minutes of various boards and committees. Councilmember Glover. Motion. Second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Mayor. It's been a busy week for me. I just wanted to report last Friday we had a very successful coffee with the council member for District 3 residents at the new Cubs Stadium, and I wanted to express my appreciation to Justin Piper of the Cubs, as well as Mark Hirschberg and his staff. We had 80 people attending the event, and it was very well executed. And I also wanted to thank another very iconic District 3 business that helped sponsor that, which was Krispy Kreme, and that added to the flavor of the tour. The yesterday I had two tours of some important businesses that are within District 3. The first was actually a tour of the Dobson Ranch Golf Course. Our course is the number one municipal course in Arizona, and it's 42 years old this year, and it's exceptionally well maintained. But I think we're going to see over the next couple of years ongoing requests for some improvements for lakes and bridges and infrastructure there. Some of our equipment could be in the Smithsonian, I think, that's there. But we have some amazing staff people who maintain that course. But If you haven't had a chance just to do a tour with Mark and his staff, I think it's helpful for you to see what will be coming our way over the next couple of years. And then finally, District 3 is home to the Arizona Fencing Center, which a lot of people may not know about, but within that center is a nonprofit that's called the Fencing for All Foundation that has a it's called a Project Zorro, of all things. And this is a program for Title I kids age 8 to 18 to help them learn the sport of fencing and life skills. And this is they want to help work on youth leadership skills, decision-making, self-control, things like that. And it was very interesting to talk to the kids who were in the program, the instructors. The kids are coming from all different schools, and they're reaching out to that community. So this is a relatively new nonprofit that is based on a model started in New York. And we liked it so much, we're going to be doing a video on it for our City Council YouTube for the rest of the community to see. But it's a very unique entity within our district. So thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Luna.
We had a very successful Luna landing over at the Red Mountain Multi-Generation Facility. We know that because we gave over 100 bottles of water, which had How to Connect to me. So it was great. It was a great activity.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. He had Krispy Kreme. You had water. There's something not right there.
And yeah.
How dare you have donuts at your thing, I'll tell you.
It was great. We had the classes were packed, so we had a lot of people participating, and we had a number of participants, a number of healthcare providers, and we had the Mesa Fire Department providing some training on CPR. So it was great. We had a real good turnout. So I want to thank the staff from the multi-generation facility. They were great. They want me to do another one sometime in the fall. So
good. Well, good. Thank you. Councilman Richens.
I went to some speech on Tuesday morning. I slept through most of it, but maybe you could remember.
You and 700 of my closest friends slept through most of it.
Maybe you could elaborate.
You slept through.
No, AC/DC. I was awake to that.
You were awake to that. It was something that went on afterwards that put
just
you
lulled me to sleep. So.
No, thank you to everybody. We had a great state of the city. I hope people had fun, enjoyed it. It was really fun to watch. 5 years and 5 minutes go through on the video. And that was, if anyone was there, all the video on there is completely done in-house by our Channel 11 crew. And all the staging, the sound, everything was done by our Channel 11 crew. So big thanks to them. I had people come and say, how can the city afford this ultra-professional video thing? You guys are trying to cut your budgets and all this. And I actually had a couple people come up and complain to me. And I said, that was done all by staff, by the... You know, not only our Channel 11 staff, but, it's not like we have these dozens and dozens. We have a very small yet incredibly professional. Glenn and his crew over at Channel 11 do an unbelievable job and make it. They do, it's hard to make me look good up there. And luckily, it's such a great staging and it's everything that people sort of look beyond that, if they're awake, of course, look beyond that. But it was very, very nice, and I appreciate everyone who was there. We had, I think, the biggest crowd there. The convention center staff was excellent and reminded me what a great facility that is and can be. We just need to use it more. We need to use it for some big events like that. So thanks to everybody. It was awesome. Also, there's also two people four people I'd like to thank. Kathy McDonald, my chief of staff, who does an incredible job. Melissa Rondasso, Misty Wells. Those are the mayor's staff. They, for the last 3 months, have guided me, harangued me, and done everything to make that a success. They were sort of they steered the ship on preparing all those things. And then the one person I'd really like to thank, because I forgot on Tuesday, is my wife. Okay. So if you're watching, Kim, gee, thank you so much. I so much appreciate it.
And,
she'll watch the tape replay. I'll make sure she watches the tape replay, okay? No, I will tell you one thing. I'm walking in. I'll tell you sort of a funny story. I'm walking in last night. My daughter and son-in-law had to work. They couldn't go to it. And so there was a news report on Tuesday night about it. And, of course, what was the one part of this 45, 50-minute-long speech that the Channel 12 News focused on. The emotional mayor says goodbye. So I walk into the room after a hard day, and here my daughter and my wife are sitting there on the DVR playing back and forth, me choking up, and they are just having the time of their life. I walk in, I'm going, and my daughter goes, "Great speech, Dad." So I forgot my wife, made a great impression on my daughter. Hey, you know, things, and put you to sleep. Hey, it was a good morning. Thank heavens for thank heavens for Channel 11 that something right happened Tuesday morning. No, but thank you. It was great. We've had a fun run for the last, I think that's the sixth breakfast we've had, the fifth State of the City. Every one of them has been an incredible experience and just been a lot of fun. And I hope that's what people think. This council, I'll tell you, you know, we deal with some serious stuff here, and I don't want to make light of anything we deal with, because when you're in a city, you deal with people's lives, literally. And we certainly deal with the quality of people's lives, and we take that responsibility incredibly seriously. The one thing I really enjoyed about this group is that we don't take ourselves too seriously, and I think that's important, because if you did, would either become completely dysfunctional. I can tell you, these gentlemen that I have the privilege of serving with are not dysfunctional as a group. Individually, no promises. But as a group, we tend to come together. But we enjoy what we do, and we should enjoy what we do, because, you know, that's life. If you don't laugh a little bit, if you don't play AC/DC at 8 o'clock in the morning, if you don't do things like that, then... you know, the weight of some of the things we have to deal with would overwhelm us. So I hope you understand that what a great ride it's been, because it's been enjoyable. And we get very, very serious at times because we're dealing with serious issues, but we have a good time. So thank you. Would you wake up, Richens, please? I am monologuing. Okay. I think that's about it.
For the record, it was fun.
Thank you.
I was just disappointed there's no costume.
No costume changes.
Okay.
We did not go all Cher on you. I'm sorry. No, nothing like that. Not that the staff didn't suggest all those things. Every once in a while, I've got to overrule them, though.
That was a lot of fun. You did great.
Well, thank you. Any other reports? Great. Mr. Pombier, sitting in for Chris Brady, who's out of town this morning.
Mayor, Council, the upcoming meeting schedule, there will be a Community and Cultural Development Committee meeting following study session today. Our next meeting will be Monday, February 10th. It will be a study session and a council meeting. The grand opening for the Idea Museum is Friday, February 7th at 9 a.m. PBS's Daniel Tiger will appear live from 9 a.m. until noon, and the Art of the Robot exhibition makes its debut. The next Household Hazardous Waste Collection event is Saturday, February 8th from 8 a.m. to noon at the East Mesa Service Center located at 6935 East Decatur.
City of Front
Depot. Also this Saturday is a light rail construction milestone event. This community event celebrates the progress of Central Mesa Light Rail Extension. There will be a breakfast from businesses on Main Street. Breakfast is from 8 to 10 a.m. The rail weld ceremony is at 9 a.m. in the parking lot of the Standard Restaurant Supply at 1305 West Main Street. And that is all I have for you today.
That was a mouthful. Thank you. You did it well.
Mayor, isn't there something going on Saturday night?
Saturday night? Oh, yeah. If you haven't got your tickets, Saturday night is the 4th or 5th. I can't remember. Evening of Musical Magic, big fundraiser for the Mesa Arts Foundation. That's always a lot of fun. This is always a great week because we usually have the State of the City and the Evening Music Magic in the same week. If you haven't gotten your tickets, it's just a lot. And it's a lot of fun, but also it raises money for a great cause. The Mesa Arts Foundation does wonderful things. When we say supporting the Mesa Arts Center, but what they really do, they specifically support youth arts activities there. And if you go by the Arts Center, every once in a while, you'll see buses lined up on First Avenue. You'll see just literally scores of kids going in. Generally, that's because the Mesa Arts Foundation steps up and works with school districts and works with the MAC and the groups there to expose kids to great art. And that's important. So great cause, fun time this Saturday night. Okay.
I almost forgot about it because I didn't go to rehearsal this
They didn't invite any of No, we'll have this discussion offline. All right, anything else? Great. We have a motion adjourned from Councilmember Luna, second from Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.